Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And right now, you may be wearing a wearable device. I've got a Fitbit on. Shout out to the Here and Now team that came in 16 out of 200 teams in the Boston University Step Challenge. But did you know there are now brain wearables? They claim to reduce stress, help you sleep, and medical professionals are saying be careful about those claims. Megan Thielking covers mental health for our partners at STAT. Megan, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
So are these what we think they are? They sound like something that you put on your head?
Yeah, some of them look sort of like over-the-ear headphones or their little stick-on devices. Some of them give little electrical zaps to the brain, and some of them are used to monitor brain activity.
They're EEGs that monitor electrical activity, and the others, as you say, give a little zap, maybe like... Well, sometimes there's dog training collars, which we're not recommending, but something that like that kind of a zap?
Yeah, it's just electrical pulses that are aimed at specific parts of the brain.
Okay, and what are the claims?
So I spoke to some researchers who ran a study looking at the claims of 41 of these direct-to-consumer brain wearables, and they found that claims about wellness or personal enhancement of some kind, like that a device could ease stress or make you concentrate better, were the most common. But 9 of the devices that they looked at actually made claims about health conditions, which included PTSD, depression, chronic pain, a whole range of stuff.
Well, it sounds as if some are making claims about things like dementia. Here's an example you used in your piece. The makers of Bellaby's headset said on their Indiegogo page, 82-year-old lady started last week after using Bellaby's headset for only 3 weeks, once again recognizing her family members as if she had some form of dementia beforehand. Now, you write something that I think is so interesting. You write that under federal law, companies can't claim that a product can treat, prevent, or cure a disease unless they have the evidence to back that up. I looked at that and said, really? Because it seems like you see them doing that all the time. If you were claiming that you could... have someone with Alzheimer's or dementia suddenly recognize their family members, that would be a big deal.
Yeah, so what some experts told me is that some companies are sort of, one expert described it to me as like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge marketing approach. So it's not directly claiming that they can treat or prevent a disease, but they might make an association with a specific condition. People with insomnia say they feel less stressed out when they use this device. And so some of the experts I spoke with said, there's sort of a cavalier approach to the marketing of some of these devices, and that's causing some concern.
Yeah, you talked to neurologists, neuroethics people. What did they say?
They said really that they'd like to see brain wearable companies step up and start taking more responsibility over the claims they're making. And they think there's a lot of room for improvement in that area. They could tell customers not to use their products in place of traditional medical care. That was a big concern I heard, was that people might be using these devices instead of seeking medical interventions that they might need. They should be making consumers aware that there isn't long-term safety data on a lot of these brain stimulation devices, and be clear with people about the real benefits that have been studied and sort of the aspirational benefits that they hope are happening for people.
Real quick, Megan, why aren't these more regulated?
A lot of them are seen as lifestyle devices, so they're not necessarily something that would be regulated. Where they enter into potential regulation is around the marketing claims that are being made. But because they're not technically treating a medical condition, they're not something that would be regulated by the FDA.
So buyer beware. Megan Thielking, who covers mental health for our partners at STAT, the health and medicine publication. Megan, thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.